Welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Today is Thursday, September 28th. Great to be with you today. Today we're talking about how to write more commercial insurance. Who doesn't want to do that right now? Yeah, things are a little shaken up on the personal line side, to say the least. We're here in Arizona talking to folks. If you can't write a homeowner's policy in Arizona, you got problems on your hands. Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Financing. Earn more overrides, get better service. We work with Capital. We like them a lot. They offer truly customized solutions. You know, that's one of the things I appreciate about them the most is when you get on the phone and you have a problem, they will go through every layer of the company to find a solution that is specific to what you are facing. And that is why I recommend Capital Premium Finance. Okay, so on today's 5-minute daily insurance meditation, we're talking about how to write more commercial insurance. So as insurance professionals, we understand the significance of providing comprehensive coverage to safeguard businesses from unforeseen risks. However, with the evolving landscape of business insurance, it's essential that we adapt and innovate to meet the ever-changing needs of our clients. Business owners are the backbone of the United States economy, and they rely on us to protect their livelihoods. A lot of us are business owners too. By writing more insurance policies for business owners, we not only enhance our own success, but we also play a pivotal role in the success of these entrepreneurs and in the economy as a whole. So let's dive into some strategies and insights that can help us achieve this. Number one, understanding the business inside and out. So the very first step in writing insurance policies for business owners is to thoroughly understand their business operations. This involves going beyond the basic details and gaining insights into the industry, the market, specified risks that are associated with their venture. You want to tailor policies to their unique needs, so that way you are providing better protection and building their trust. So a few episodes back here, we had Daniel Summers. He had his trucking agency acquired, 2 years old, absolutely unheard of, big, huge multiple. And he's really happy with the results, obviously, growing it like a weed still. He's going to be coming in and helping us develop for Fast Track Commercial Producer Program. He's helping us develop the trucking wing of that niche specialty. And, you know, this hit home for me on that point because understanding the business inside and out, we were sitting there talking and I was like, what's the very first thing that we need to do when agents come in and they want to specialize in trucking insurance? And he said, we need to have a training before they understand any of the coverages or any of the markets available or anything like that. You have to understand the trucking lingo, because if you don't know how to communicate with your clients and you don't know what they're talking about when they're saying certain things to you, you cannot adequately cover the risk for them. And I thought, wow, that it's so spot on. And, that's what this is talking about, is it's talking about how we need to fully understand the industry that our clients are operating in. So that way we can, number two, offer customized solutions. So, you know, one size does not fit all when it comes to insurance for business owners. Tailoring policies to match the individual needs and risk profile of each client is paramount. Offer a range of coverage options that can be customized to address their specific concerns. And then this ties into number four, education and communication. And I'll tie these two together here in just a second. Often business owners are not aware of the potential risks they face or the insurance solutions available to mitigate them. As agency owners, it is our responsibility to educate our clients about these risks and benefits of comprehensive coverage. Establish open lines of communication with your clients to ensure that they feel informed and supported. Offering customized solution, educating your clients. When you're quoting somebody's business insurance, you have to look at the additional coverage options. Don't quote them based on what, you can kind of loosely base the quote around what they have right now, but you really need to be looking at the coverage options. You need to see if it's something that you, as the insurance professional in this relationship, would recommend. You need to add it to the quote if it is something you recommend, and then you need to keep track of these optional coverages that you're adding onto the quote. When you sit down with the client, you need to go over everything that you're recommending. You need to let them know that it's optional, that they can back it off the quote and save some money if they want to. But you need to let them know why you think it's a good idea, or at least not a bad idea, for them to consider it. If you don't do that, you're in a price war game. And a price war game is not the game you want to be in insurance. You want to be in the consultant game, where you are for real, you know, covering the risk of them owning a business. I said at the beginning, businesses are the backbone of the economy. So we have to protect them from risks that they face. I've seen business owners almost go bankrupt over things that, you know, could have been and should have been covered but weren't. And we don't want that to happen to our clients. So if they decline those optional coverages, get the declination signed. Make up your own. Say, I was offered these and I'm declining them. And it's not to try and pressure them into buying something that they don't want to buy. When you're in the process, sometimes things can get a little confusing as to what did I buy? What optional coverages did I get? What did I not get? And they don't remember. So this signature page helps eliminate confusion on which additional coverages they accepted and which they rejected. It'll cover you for E&O. It'll make them better understanding of what coverages they have. We will continue this on tomorrow, but this has been your daily insurance meditation.